I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flair, jumping off the dresser that year. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all ride in the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me.
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
This is that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Welcome to Chocolate City Radio. Tonight is going to be quite interesting. We have Wild Out Fridays, and tonight's topic is going to be about should artists be held accountable for their lyrics? And the reason why I came up with this was because, you know, the song that Rocco Future and Rick Ross got, You Don't Even Know It, and the lyrics that Rick Ross speak about. And then it just made me think about a lot of the other lyrics that artists talk about in their damn songs. And I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, honestly, it's like artists should be held accountable for some of the shit they say. It's like, no, they didn't ask to be role models. I mean, don't get me wrong by that. They did not ask to be role models. But when you have lots of people looking up to you and listening to what the fuck you're talking about, and then they want to go try what you're talking about, then I feel like you should be held accountable, because it's like you're putting a bug in their ear for them to be like, oh, well, you know what, let me go get some promethazine and get some fucking codeine and put it together, and let me make some lean, or let me have a dirty Sprite, or let me have some scissor, or whatever. And then the next thing you know, they drink it, they have a bad reaction. Worst case scenario, they die. Second worst case scenario, they fucked up in the head for life. You know what I'm saying? Like, when and at what point should artists be held accountable for the lyrics or the lyrics that they're talking about? And when I say lyrics, a lot of these rappers out here are lying, and they're not about that life, or they're not living the life that they're rapping about. And that kind of irks me. When you're sitting here telling me that you done flipped a few birds and some keys, and, you know, you done been to jail and this, that, and the third, you a motherfucking lie. I mean, I'm just saying, you a damn lie. I'm not even a fucking rapper. I've done 3 years and 8 months in prison, and I'm really about that life. But if I was to make a song, it would be about my life and what I've lived, and it's not sitting there glamorizing breaking the law or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's just crazy how now it's like artists are just like doing shit, speaking shit, and they're not being held accountable for it. Like, whew, excuse me, y'all. I didn't mean to yarn. Let's take Lil Wayne ass, for instance. He drank too much dirty Sprite, so too much cup shit in his cup, and he had a seizure. He had to be hospitalized, and from my understanding, from what I've read, he had his stomach pumped. Now, how many kids are going to sit there and, like, be like, oh, wow, I'm not going to drink that because of what happened to Lil Wayne, or they're going to emulate Lil Wayne because as soon as he gets out of the hospital and he's strong enough, he's going to pick up another cup and he's going to drink. And kids are going to be like, oh, that's cool because Lil Wayne just came out the hospital and it didn't stop him and he kept doing what he was doing. Like, you know, come on, artists, like, this shit is retarded. And all week, for the last few days, I've been hearing about Rick Ross's birth and you don't even know it. And I had got an email about it, and, you know, he's talking about date rape, and I'm like, what? So I heard the song, and I'm like, I'm not really feeling it like that. But I had to go back and listen to the lyrics, because on 102 Jam, the men were really upset about it because they have daughters, and they was just like, damn. You know, they wasn't really pissed off about, you know, Ross talking about shooting people or, you know, gangbanging, whatever. But when you're talking about, you know, slipping shit in females' drinks and then taking them back to your house and fucking them and they ain't even know it, like, come on, dude. Like, really? Like, what signal are you sending? And, you know, somebody was like, we should do something about it. And that's why I'm glad they have change.org, because it gives us the freedom to go on there, start a petition to get rid of the fuckery that we don't want. Oh, excuse me for yawning, I'm so damn sleepy. So I thought about that because I'm like, okay, Future and Rocco, do y'all not listen to the fucking lyrics? And did y'all not think that it will not be any backlash from females about this song? Like, how are you gonna make a song and it's a known fact that females spend more money on CDs and albums than dudes do, or they give us the money to go out and buy your album. Why the fuck would I want to buy your album when you got a fat motherfucker on your song talking about put a Molly in her champagne, she didn't even know it, took her back to her crib and then fucked her or whatever, didn't even know it. I'm going to play the song in a minute. I wish the fuck I would support some shit like that. That's fucking crazy. Like, what in the fuck? That shit got me twisted to a certain degree. Then I'm listening to the remix of Riri. Shit. Oh, man. Damn, I can't think of the song, but it's like Money on My Mind. I think that's what it is, Money on My Mind. And you got T.I. on there talking about went to jail, whatever, came back, this, that, and the third. I'm still not understanding how the fuck T.I. got out of jail, because let an average motherfucker get caught with silencers, weapons, and they're a convicted felon. Are they going to see daylight? Fuck no. Are they going to be able to do 1,500 hours of community service before going into jail for a year? No. So it doesn't matter how much money you have. Rules are rules and statutes are statutes. How is it you're caught with a silencer? With a silencer alone, that's a no-no. Then you got this heavy artillery and your fucking crib and ammunition, and you're out here family hustle and everything's like, wow, this is crazy. Like, I don't know what kind of I don't know how the street laws and rules have changed, but at the time and age when I was hustling, you ain't told shit. You just do your fucking time and you bring your ass home. That's what you do. I'm like, man, the game is so fucked up nowadays. I'm so glad I'm out of it. Now, could I be in the rapping game? Yes. Would I tell the truth? Yes. All you gotta do is go to chuckmummy.com and read my blog. I'm opening my life. You know, I'm holding myself accountable for the shit that I write. Do I write for little kids? No. Do I entertain little kids? No, I do not. Any of my pages is for 18 and up. Really, I want you to be 21 and up. But, you know, legal age is 18. You know, you're an adult at 18 or whatever. 21, you know, you don't need co-signers or, you know, you can pretty much do shit on your own. And it's just, it's crazy. I don't know. I just be feeling a certain kind of way about certain shit. I don't know why, but I do. But, you know, before we get into all the other music, I'll play some music to help me relax and, you know, unwind. Some nice R&B something would be so cool. I'm trying to think, what's like one of the hottest songs that's R&B on the radio right now? You know what? I guess I could do Kelly Rowland, her new song, Kisses Down Low. Yeah, that's what we'll do. Kelly Rowland, Kisses Down Low. In a damn second, these motherfucking ads get on my nerves. Okay.
Make my arms fall back when you give me to a throat, and it jumps like that. that jewel down the fine. You're one of a kind. That's why I gotta make you mine. Boy, you turn me on. Got me feeling hot. Now I'm really gone.
I wanna go kiss you down low. Make me hush my breath. When you get it to me slow, baby, just like that.
Make me hush my breath. When you get it to me slow, baby, just like that.
I wanna go kiss you down low. Make me hush my breath.
By
2025, we could have 20 million jobs without enough college graduates to fill them.
Mm-hmm.
That's why. DeVry University.
Sorry about that.
Thank you. Got a million $100 girl, nigga, you don't even know it. Hey, that one short, $6 fuck so big, can't even pull it. Don't like snakes, keep my grass cut so low, can't even more it. Tip gun, period, look high, glow, no, we don't do more it. Same PJ, no rose for me, hoes don't even pour it. Bet songs on for it. What down, my course. Always on like the refrigerator, unplugged, then oh, you know it. AP and then PJ with a bright lean when I'm bored. Got a mouthpiece and a 41 millimeter, you ain't even know it. Keep the 45 in my pocket, I ain't gon' show it. Till I have to pop it, then you gon' know it. Damn, who shot you, they don't even know it. Hawks game, fucking Floyd. TVC, front row it. Rock go to Durham, CEO it. Ain't got a rapper, you know it. Know it.
Okay, now that's the song that everybody is talking about. You don't even know it.
And we heard Rick Ross's verse, and $1,000 lean, you don't need tackle lean, whatever, you don't even know it. Like, wow. That's crazy. Popped Molly in her champagne, she didn't even know it. Took her home, enjoyed that, she didn't even know it. Wow. Like, what do you expect people to say to shit like that? What do you expect females to be like, you know? It's like so many activist groups for females. Like, how do you really think they're going to react to that? You know what I'm saying? Regardless of if you're just making that song for, you know, just making a song just to be making it, it's like, it's still fucked up that, you know, you would say some shit like that. Do you not have a daughter? How'd you feel? She's out. Motherfucker popped Molly in her champagne. She didn't even know it. He took her home and enjoyed that, and she didn't even know it. You be mad as fuck because your daughter got raped and she ain't even know it. But then you on the fucking album on a song talking about the same shit. Like, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with artists these days. Like, wake the fuck up. Seriously, come on, guys. Like, females, males, everybody. Like, be mindful of the shit that you rap about. Like, you can't just throw lyrics out there because it sounds good. Like, think about the outcome. Think about, you know what, let's go back and play this shit in my mind. Is this some shit I really should say? You know what I'm saying? Am I going to catch flack? Am I going to put myself in the bull's eye pen? I'm gonna put myself in the doghouse. Am I gonna catch a lot of ridicule from this? You fucking right. Come on, man. Like, Ross, you always do shit and then wonder why the fuck people react to you the way that they do. Why motherfuckers target you for the shit that you do. Like, I mean, damn, how long you gonna be stuck on stupid? You're making music, you're making money. Wise the fuck up. You have kids and teenagers and motherfuckers that's not in their right minds listening to you. So, how many people gonna think about going out to the club, putting a Molly in somebody's champagne, and then fucking her? Because, hey, I heard it on, they don't even know it. So, shit, it's on mainstream radio. Why the fuck not? I mean, shit, that's what they talking about. They glamorizing it, you know? And you got, like, 100 rounds in your AR. Really, nigga? Where the hell was that AR at when you was getting shot at on your motherfucking birthday? Like, come on. You got to think about the shit that you talk about. You're not being real sensible. Like, you're a fat-ass idiot. Like, literally, I'm going back to my fuck Rick Ross days because this shit is just like, oh, my gosh. Then, it's like, think about other rappers that talk about shit. You know, Trinidad James, you popped a Molly, you sweating. Like, Mollies are worse than ecstasy. Why the fuck do y'all gotta pop something? You know what I'm saying? Why can't y'all pop an energy drink? You know what I'm saying? Why can't you pop open a can of pop? You know, why can't you pop open a water bottle and drink pure water? Why do you feel like you need to take shit to enhance what the fuck you got going on in your life? You know what I'm saying? Why you gotta pop Viagra when your dick is getting hard naturally? You know what I'm saying? Why you gotta take Cialis when ain't nothing wrong with you? Like, why in the fuck do y'all have to make these ratchet ass lyrics? And then, why is radio playing that shit? Why can't y'all sit there and pick and choose some good shit to play? Because y'all have to think about, damn, we have listeners of all ages. It's not like the internet where you set the age level of your program. Like, I hold some of these radio stations accountable. Y'all always want to play the ignorant shit, but then when motherfuckers come at you and tell you about yourselves, then you want to feel a certain kind of fucking way. Oh, fucking well. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to put yourself in the line of fire, then take every motherfucking bullet that comes your way. Like, pow, 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 take that, take that, take that, in my Diddy voice. Like, seriously. What the fuck do y'all be thinking about? That's why I don't even like listening to the radio. Like, literally, I don't like listening to the radio. Then we have a group from my hometown called the 336 Boys. They got this song called My Team. Like, they talking about they made it. They didn't do it drug dealing. They didn't get it hit and licked. Well, damn, one of y'all motherfuckers in there robbing people for ounces, so what the fuck? Like, really? Like, you know what? I actually think I should have artists on my show play their songs and that I know personally are fucking lying and put their ass on blast, see what the fuck they do. You ain't got a lot to kick it. Or as old girl Paula Jai in Friday, you ain't got to lie, Craig, you ain't got to lie. Like, what the fuck? I'm like, really not having no understanding. I don't need to be no damn artist because I tell the truth about every fucking thing in an interview. You ask me a question, I'm going to tell you the truth. Whether you want to hear it or not, you just going to have to fucking edit out my answer, bleep me the fuck all night because I'm a cuss and everything like that. It's like, you know, what in the fuck is going on? You know, it's just, whew. Oh, gosh. Have I ever taken ecstasy? Yes, I've taken ecstasy 3 times in my fucking life. First time, the sex was great. Awesome. Turned my boyfriend out. Fucked him so good, it fucked up the relationship. Second time I popped X is when I cheated on my boyfriend with somebody that said they looked like DMX. And what people don't understand, ecstasy affects you several different ways. Ecstasy can enhance your mood. You know, whatever mood you're in, if you're in a good sexual mood, whatever, whatever. Well, this particular night, that shit made me tell the truth all fucking night. So when the dude said he looked like DMX, he was a motherfucking lie, I told him that. And if he thought he was going to get some pussy that night, I had to let him know, nah, it's not going down. Matter of fact, you need to get the fuck out my room. So then I call him up and I tell him that I miss him so much and that I had somebody come over and bring me some eggs, and I took it, and I can't stop telling the truth. Then I call my kids and just admit all kinds of shit to them. So it's like, the third time that I took it in life, it was okay. The guy, sexually, he just couldn't hang with me. And that was like the last time I tried it, and that was 2007. Yeah, 2007. So, you know, like I said, I'm honest about any and everything that I do. You ask me, I'm going to fucking tell you. And, you know, I keep it straight up funky and gully with my kids and let them know, like, okay, yes, I did this. You know, I've tried this. I don't tell y'all to do it because, you know, being a role model, you kind of want to tell people, like, don't do that, don't do that. So, you know, that's how I am. But, like, these artists, like, man, y'all got to keep it real. Like, for real, because that's what people like. They like you to come out and lie and not tell the truth, because then what happens is it opens yourself up to be fucked up. People come and it's like you're on a radio show. Then you sit there and you're telling people about your story and, you know, with this particular song, yada, yada, yada. Then the next thing you know, it's like, you're lying. You're a damn lie. What the hell? Ain't nobody gonna fucking believe you. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you gotta get better. You gotta get better. Because then it's like, how your friends gonna relate to anything that you say if you're a fucking liar all the time? Hey, Ashton.
Hey, lady. How you doing?
Girl, irritated as fuck, these lying ass rappers. Did you get a chance to listen to the song?
No, still didn't get a chance to listen to the song.
You didn't?
No.
Okay. I just played it, but because this is our shit, I'm going to play it again. Rick Ross has the third, he has the second verse, okay?
Okay.
And this is his lyrics, and then we're going to come back, and then we're going to talk about this fat bitch again.
All right.
This is our crazy. This is our crazy.
Flash it on.
Flash it on.
She.
Okay, that's dangerous.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's like, artists need to be held accountable for what they talk about in their lyrics, especially when something goes out and duplicates what they hear in their lyrics, and then what the hell?
Okay. Sure. That's
great. Exactly. Hey, Pace Maker.
Hold on.
Okay.
I'm looking it up. Looking up the whole thing.
Okay, Pacemaker Beats, you're on the line. Daniel. Why is he not answering? Pacemaker. Let me find out he don't want to say nothing because he's from Miami and Ross might be one of his homeboys. But, you know, that's what I had the topic on tonight. You there? Ashton?
Oh, my goodness. I'm here. I'm over here on live, so I put my phone on mute.
Okay.
All right. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Pacemaker.
Hey, what's up? What's good?
Nothing. So what do you think about the song?
I mean, it still don't have to be explained, man. You got to be accountable for the words you say. You got children listening to it, man. You know, they influenced by that, because if he say it's cool, they got a little, you know what I'm saying, youngsters thinking, oh, if he say it's cool, it must be cool. So you got to know, you got listeners listening, man. They live what you say. Bible, that's what they hear. They hear him, they live his words, you know what I mean? You got to be mindful of that, held accountable for your act. Niggas need to boycott him or whatever, hit him
yeah,
in the pocket.
I'm actually thinking about going on change.org, and I think with this song right here, will be enough to get a lot of people to sign on.
They got to do that with him, do that with Wayne getting that Emmett Till, people that are laying the ground. Black people, man, you can't disrespect certain things. You can't talk about our queens. You can't talk about people that are laid, caved away. You know what I mean? So it's all together, not even just Ross. It's people in the public eye, period, man. You just need to be mindful of what you say, because when you're on the TV screen, you look at it as an idol. You know what I mean? People idolize these people, and then they hear these words, and they disregard an Emmett Till's name. They disregard the ladies just because it sounds good on a beat. Came from a woman, man. You sound like a fool.
Exactly. And, you know, if it wasn't for Emmett Till going through what he went through, Wayne, you wouldn't be around here being able to act like a fucking fool on some damn truck fit, on some lean, promethazine, codeine, scissor, whatever's all that in your head.
Man, that goes without saying, man. Like I said, they're not trying to preach to the choir, but we got to, you know what I'm saying, be accountable. Whatever you say, you know, half of it's entertainment, that's cool, but you know, some lines that don't get crossed, you know what I mean?
I'm accountable for everything I say. I know exactly what I say, I know exactly what I write, and I'm good. Because at the end of the day, we're all going to be held accountable for our actions. Lack of actions or complete actions, half actions, whatever we did in life, we're going to be held accountable for it and we have to answer to it. But I'm just like, when I had heard about the implications before I heard the song. Then when I heard the men on the radio show, the morning show, talking about it, I was like, whoa. Because, you know, mostly women be the ones that are ranting and raving. But when you have men, radio hosts, disc jockeys, whatever you want to call them, going off because they was like, they have daughters. And that offended them.
Yeah, man, of course. The best bet, whatever label is pushing that song, whether it's Rocco featuring, they might as well either cut his verse or make him change the verse. You know what I mean? Like they did with the Emmett Till. They take his verse out altogether. They either take out that verse or they're just going to catch flack from that. There ain't no other way of fixing it. You feel me? Because it's already out there. People done burnt it on CDs, so it's out there now. So they might as well, you know what I'm saying, cut the verse off the radio version, cut it off or whatever. You know what I mean? Well, come on, you got to be mindful of that. Even if it was a mixtape, you shouldn't even say that because you know it's going to make, it's going to grace the light somehow. I mean, so, some things you don't go and say.
Oh, my goodness. This is crazy because I'm right here on change.org. Start a petition. Your grassroots campaign for change begins here. Who do you want to petition? And we want to petition, we'll see, Rick Ross, because, I mean, it's Rocco's song. So Rocco is going to have to be the one that needs to take Rick Ross's verse off of it.
Well, I mean, you know, the labels, the execs, you know, the crackers behind the desk, they don't want to have that pressure. They'll make it be the niggas probably, oh, we don't have his creative control, but guess what? They push the button. It's the old Jew behind the desk that say, we going to press it, we going to promote it, we going to get it to the radio, we going to get you to the program directors and all of that. If they see the outcome is income, they going to push the button on it. So trust me, if they get enough people giving them pressure and heat, they going to have to pull it, period.
Yeah,
they don't want them problems.
We can do that, but I'm just saying where it starts at, who do you want to petition? So what label is Rocco on?
Rocco? He daddy fun. That's what it is. It's, you know, I don't know who he signed to now. I think the last album did good. So I don't know if it's Atlantic or what.
Okay, this is going to require further investigation from myself. So I got to find out what label that Rocco is with, and we want them to remove Rick Ross's verse off that song.
Only right.
And then I'll get on Lil Wayne's ass about using Emmett Till's name. And what song is it? Because I'm like, I don't
Karate Chop. That's that Future song, Future featuring Wayne, Karate Chop. Yeah.
I thought so, because I'm like, what? Because it was chopped up.
Yeah, and they say this is his second time, because Emmett Till family, like, this is his second time he threw his Emmett Till's name in this rhyme in a negative way. You know what I mean? So this ain't even his first time. This is two times he did it now. You know what I mean? So he need to tighten up.
I graduated high school, so we know he knows his history. Supposedly. I can't say we know he knows better.
It's not even that. It's when you get above everything, though. You feel that you are above the natural chain. When you, you know what I mean, feel like, yo, I can't step out of line, and people are consuming my product regardless of whatever I'm saying. It's the same dude that went from saying he's a venereal disease to saying, talking about beating up pussy like Emmett Till, man. So, I mean, that go without saying. Obviously, he say whatever the hell he want. He's not really making sense of what he's saying. Like, it's beyond out of line.
They think that the shit is cool. They think Lil Wayne is, like, one of the best rappers ever. How the fuck is that?
I see him on an every night basis. And, come on now, like, I'm there and I witness this stuff, man. This dude is not there. Like, of course, I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, a lot of people ain't going to tell him, yo, you out of line, because they cutting the check. You know what I'm saying, to us engineers, they cutting the check. So they're not going to say, hey, I don't think you should do that, because then you're putting your job on the line. But it comes to a point when you have to make a decision, hey, I don't agree with what this dude is saying. And really, it ain't that really ain't the business. So it is what it is. You have to make change. If you want change, you got to make change. That's the problem. We're losing the martyrs that we had at the 60s, you know what I mean, 50s, 60s, 70s, we're losing those people that stood for something. Everybody now just want to follow what the trend is. They don't really want to have their own voice and be like, yo, this ain't right. We're going to stand for something. You know what I mean? What are we going to do when Jesse done gone? Sharpton, well, when they gone, what are we going to do then? Got these idiots, you know what I'm saying, talking foolery on our radios.
I'm just really done. Like Rocco, like, what, come on. Like, me personally, this is just me. If I'm an artist and I have you jump on the track, I got to think about the project as a whole, you know? Like, come on, okay, yeah, y'all some hot rappers right now, but y'all not that damn hot, but y'all going to get a pass for that to be excused.
I mean, but even before it hit the radio, somebody, an engineer, he had to hear it. Probably 100 people in the studio gamble had to hear, like, hey, what did he just say? And they just let it ride. So it's beyond even that. Like, you had to approve it. When you pay for a verse, or however you break it off, whether you barter and I give you a beat, you give me a verse, however you barter, you agree on it. Like, I don't like the verse. Send something back. Redo it again. So obviously he was okay with it. You can't even probably just ride it and put it on Raw. It's like, because, you know, it's your song. You paying for it. You put him on because you thought he had buzz, but he got to be accountable for what he say.
Man,
going across the board.
See, they got me in a fighting mood. Like, I said I was going to be nice and be stay off Rick Ross, but he's still with that foolery. Like, you still talking about you, about some type of life that you really not, because you're still talking about the guns and stuff like that. You know, you should have been like, I'm scared of the disciples. They know it. Or, you know, some stuff pertaining to that. I almost got killed on my birthday. I was scared as hell. They ain't even know it. You know what I'm saying?
Man, that's the thing, man.
Yeah. Now, if he would have said something like that, I could have respected.
But, you know, he ain't gonna say that though. You know, it's a persona. It's a facade they put on. They trying to rap about that Scarface life. Things they ain't even know. You know what I mean? Like, ain't, come on, man.
Okay, so my question to you is, you know, considering that you are in that area, right? After, you know, the car got shot up and everything, how was he acting? How was he?
I mean, I saw him one time speak, like, after that whole scenario, and he was out and about, you know what I mean? He was out. He was at the hit factory.
Because, you know, a lot of times when people
didn't even seem shook, though. That's the thing. That's why people didn't think in his stage, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then his album Mastermind is just, like, yo, who shoots so much times and what? Missed, like, one time in the rear of the car, don't hit the car at all?
Man,
he ain't the smallest dude. He ain't the most nimble dude. So you know you're a big nigga. You're a big target. How do you miss? The Phantom ain't small. That's a big car. That ain't no little economy size. So you don't miss that. You feel me?
True. And you know what 50 Cent said? He said, big boy hit the building.
I mean, that's being real now. If a nigga's shooting at you and you hit the building, you don't think they go around to the car and keep spraying? Do a U-turn and keep spraying? They was going for a hit. They gonna finish the job. Contract killer. They gonna finish it.
Yeah, that they are.
Not gonna, oh, he hit a building, nigga done. Nah, they gonna go spray it up after you hit the building and leave. So I don't even know about that. You know, niggas don't got good credit with me, man. You know what I mean? Nah, I don't co-sign none of that. I don't know. He kind of suspect to me.
He's suspect to a lot of people. He is very suspect to a lot of people, and I can't blame them, because that is so crazy. Just how life in the music game has changed.
You already know, man.
Like, I mean, are people scared to, like, just keep it real? Are they scared to talk about themselves? Like, what is it?
I mean, the people that we have, like the Lupes, the Commons, the real content, the real, like talking about message music, they don't get consumption. They don't get consumed on the radio. We don't play that. We want to hear that Future. They want to hear the Raw, the, you know, the little trendy Atlanta. They want to hear that. That's what they want to hear. They want to hear the South music, the Lex Luger beats or the Mike Will beat. They want to hear them type of stuff, or the straight ignorant stuff. They want to hear some Gucci on. That's what they want to hear. They don't want to hear the substance raps for what? Because they like... If you want to hear that, you got to go out your way to consume that. You need to go and buy that. They're not going to have it on the radio because they don't make money. You don't buy money. You don't spend money in the club because, yeah, you're hearing conscious rap. You're not going to go buy the bar. But a nigga that's ignorant telling you buy the bar or whatever, then you're going to go. Then you're going to go. They're not going to do it to thinking records. So things from, like, the Public Enemy days and all that, you ain't going to hear that type of music now.
You're right. And then it's like, you know, I think about that song that Gucci got, you ain't, they ain't got nothing on you. or whatever. And then I was like, you know, me being stupid as I am, you know, once he turned himself in a couple of nights ago, I was like, I wonder if Gucci told the magistrate, you ain't got nothing on me.
Oh, man. It's hip hop, man.
But, I mean, I'm just thinking Gucci retarded enough to say some shit like that because he mentally has problems. He seriously has mental problems. This is not nothing new. He's been going in and out of mental hospitals before he even got signed. So this is not something that I just made up. This is some raw shit.
Yeah, I know. That's a true story.
You know, so it's like somebody was like, you think they split up him and Walker because they were too powerful. No, they too dumb.
Powerful.
Yeah, no, because they dumb as fuck. One person said dropping out of high school was the best thing he could have done. He's on 106 in Park, and he makes a comment. He asks Terrence J, can you rewind that back? He's like, we on live TV. Now, had he stayed in school and graduated, he would have known that if he was looking at DVR at home in his living room or bedroom, he could have rewinded that back, you know. But not when you on live TV.
Come on, man.
I know what's wrong with your homeboy.
I ain't Gucci them homeboy. I ain't even run into him. I ain't my boy. Can't put that one over here.
I understand. I completely understand. It's crazy because I'm like, what in the hell do these artists be thinking about? And, you know, Ron Brown said it best. He said there's so much ratchet music on the radio. And people feel compelled to make music like they hear on the radio.
Of course, because they think, oh, it's a hit when Wayne said, okay, everybody talking about bands and making that, because, oh, it was a hit when Juicy said it, so let me say it. Okay, that's what make all the, that's what they trying to get a formula. You know what I mean? They got A&R saying, I need a record like such and such for you. That'll be your lead single. So now they think that's the formula. A club record, a dance record, a drink record. You know what I mean? And then that's a formula for them. They don't want to be artists and be creative and be like, yo, I want to outdo what Slash do. Nah, they want to be a carbon copy and do exactly what he did. You know what I mean?
That's a damn shame because artists, back in the day, people was individuals. They made their own music. They made their own lane. You know what I'm saying? Each generation had their own artist of what they did and stuff. So that's what people got to listen to. My fat ass brother talking about he tired about people.
You're going to say they never know about his ass.
You haven't heard They Don't Even Know?
I haven't heard.
Okay. Popped the Molly in her champagne. She didn't even know it. Took her back to the crib. Enjoyed that. She didn't even know it. Okay, but he's admitting, like, okay, he's talking about putting stuff in somebody's drink, a female's drink, and she don't even know it, when date rape is on the rise right about now. Why would your fat ass sit there and say that? Like, you just do stuff. Then, like, they were talking about Lil Wayne talking about Emmett Till. What he say in the karate chop?
They say he gonna beat the pussy up like they did Emmett Till, so...
These young artists, they love.
This is what you got to understand, too. You got to understand, it's entertainment. Regardless, it's entertainment. And half of the people that rap don't rap about their real life shit. They rap about what they want to be, and that's that. So as parents, we have to teach our kids, hey, it's a form of entertainment. You can't take it hard and act like people for real. What's the cat that went to jail for 60 days and started crying?
Chief Keef,
whatever. Come on, man. Really? I ain't about that life. Come on, man. I mean, it's entertainment. It's what sells. It's whatever the labels want you to put out there so records sell.
Well, guess what? We're about to start a petition for Rocco to take Rick Ross off of that verse out, and I'm sure it'll go over because once we start the petition,
But if that's the case, then what's the song on Pop That Molly I'm Sweating? Everybody talks about that. Everybody likes Molly. People talk about Molly.
Okay, but it's different because he's talking about date rape. Now, if it'd be different if it wasn't on the rise, and I mean, it's not even good, but you're just in there. Pop the Molly in her champagne. She didn't even know it.
It's a song.
It doesn't matter.
It's
matter.
It's a song.
I mean,
you're saying it's a song. So why your baby mama don't let Kendall listen to 102? It's just the song.
Oh, you know what?
It's just the song.
No,
it's just the song.
Actually, she was listening to it today. I thought you didn't let Kendall listen to 102. And she was like, no, I just don't let her listen to certain songs.
But it's just the song.
It is just a song. But you know what? My thing is, I let her listen to 102, and she knows herself, Daddy, that's a bad song. I can't listen to that, and I turn it. So, once again, it's about instilling in your kids what's bad from an early age, and then you don't have to worry about it.
Okay, well, evidently, Rick Ross' mom and daddy ain't still shitting his fat ass. Don't you got something to do? Get the fuck out of my room.
I mean, I might be living in a box. We all know what entertainment is. But sometimes parents ain't necessarily there, you feel me, to be that. Sometimes all they have is that CD player, that iPod. And sometimes the parents ain't there. They work in a job. They ain't really there to instill that in their kids. So it is entertainment. It is freedom of speech. But there has to be some type of moral restraint. You know, I ain't being Farrakhan, but we got to know, okay, certain things we don't say. Some things aren't entertaining to me. I don't want to hear you talk about somebody that paved the way so you can't have that platform. You know what I mean? And we have to, as the consumer, we got the power of dollar. Yeah, the white man pushed the button, but we don't have to go purchase it. We don't have to consume it. You feel me? But we need to start that petition for real.
But you know what's crazy, though? I agree with you to a certain extent, but I'm going to tell you what's more powerful than ever now is that the rap game has gone to another level that even the white man didn't think it was going to go. And now, believe it or not, you got cats that got a little more power about what they put out. So it's not necessarily that it's the white man pushing the buttons, because if you take a look at what Cash Money, what Baby and all them are doing, they're putting their own things out, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's about what sells. It's about today's youth. They're about a fad. You know, I don't know how you are. I'm 42. But when we was coming up, man, when you talk about real hip hop, they were actually talking about real shit, but not, you know, like I'm a killer, I'm gonna go out and blow your brains out. That wasn't real hip hop. You know, I can honestly say this. If Biggie and Pac was alive, half of the shit you listening to probably wouldn't even be on the radio.
You got a point. This show wouldn't.
Ain't music. This is what I call that bullshit. That's why I don't even listen to the radio. When I listen to the radio, when I'm in my truck, I pop my XM radio and I'm listening to the old school channel. I'm listening to that throwback shit where the music was music. And kids can, you know, being kids, you can relate to that. You can dance to its happy tunes. It ain't all about, oh, I'm gonna go kill this person and I'm gonna do this and I'm gonna do this. I'm raping chicks and I'm, you know, it's all negativity, but we've got to the point in society that's what the radio, commercial radio, is all about now. Because at one point, you couldn't be on the radio if you had cuss words in your shit. Now, that's all you hear. It's a modern-day thing now.
Well, if they listen to this station, they're going to hear a lot of cuss words. Because I'm not monitored by the FCC. You know what I say to the FCC?
Let me know.
Elf, y'all. That's my shit. Now, if I was on mainstream radio, how many cuss words? How much would that fine be, Daniel?
Too much.
Man. Yeah. They better miss me with that bullshit.
Oh, that's a fault.
I'm just saying. Now, since we've been on the phone, I got the cover to my mixtape. And, oh, my God, Becky, look at her butt. Toonchie, that's the only line from Lil Wayne you ever hear me say, and that's only because my granddaughter says it, both of them, and they have this little dance that they do, and it's so cute, you know. But the mixtape cover is so hot. Dick Cannon, he did it again. He did that. I got to give him 2 thumbs up. And the mixtape is going to drop on Sunday. If I get everything done tonight, I might drop the motherfucker tomorrow. Yes, it has cussing in it. And it ain't talking about date raping nobody. It's just a good crunk mixtape with good music, good artists, you know. Nothing that would get me boycotted or anything like that.
Okay.
know, and if it did get me boycotted, do I really give a fuck? No. Because I live for this shit. Now, check it. Daniel, do you have any designer friends? Fashion designers? Sure.
Yeah, I do.
Well, listen, you know I'm supposed to be coming out with my panty and boxer line, right?
Okay.
And when I went to New York, I don't know what happened to the designer. He flaked out on me. I still haven't heard from him. But God has paved the way for me to put my line on my friend's store on Amazon.com. He hit me up today. I was like, yo, I need your boxers. Oh, what do you mean, boxers? I thought he was being funny. He's like, nah, I need you to go ahead and do that panty line so I can put your shit on Amazon. Amazon.com, like, that's some serious shit. On top of selling it online and everything like that, I need to find a fashion designer that wants to collaborate and make some money together.
Yeah, say no more, man. What you want? You want the info? You want to get the email? However you want to do it, just hit it offline. Y'all can talk directly.
I would rather you do like we always do. We always do the conference call and make the introductions and stuff like that. Then I can see if they for real and you can pretty much.
You got that, man. You already know. Like I say, whenever you off the line, just hit me up and I'll call them right now.
See, this is what I like. Networking, doing shit, like... Oh, this is what I do. This is what I fucking do. Now I gotta post a picture of my mixtape cover on whatchamacallit? On my BBM screen. Whew, this is gonna be something serious. Like they gonna recognize me after this mixtape. They already recognize me. But in my city, people going to be like, yo, we slept on her. How did we not know she was doing shit like this around here? Now, here's another question for you. Now, you know, and this is one of my in the middle of the night kind of questions. Artists, why do y'all lie about y'all age? If y'all music is good and you got talents, your fans won't care if you are 20 or 50.
Yeah, but, you know, it's age-oriented, especially hip-hop. It ain't like R&B or pop. It can be like 50-year-old, like Charlie Wilson, 60, still singing the love. You don't want to hear your grandpa talking about he busting guns. So that's kind of a youth-oriented thing, man. So,
why the hell not? But people are still paying to hear Grandmaster Flash and Melly Mel or whatever.
Yeah, that's a certain market, though. You know what I'm saying? That's not mainstream. That's a market. So you know what I'm saying?
Okay, Jay-Z is older than me. What about that?
J.D. as in Jermaine Dupri?
I said Jay-Z.
Oh, Jay-Z, of course.
He's still mainstream. He ain't lying about his age.
No, of course. That's different, though, because he's on some regal, I'm putting young niggas on, like, trying to be like the, you know what I'm saying, the old head. Like, he's Jay-Z, you know what I mean? You don't see, like, the oldest nigga that came out since Jay-Z. Two Chainz. Other than that, everybody else is fairly young.
Really? How old do you think Two Chainz is?
I saw something to say he was 44. So, I mean, I don't know how true it is, but he ain't no youngster compared to little, you know, 15-year-old Chief Keef, 17.
But people are still fucking with his music, though.
Of course. Yeah. No, I ain't gonna lie.
And he has talent. Regardless,
hey, I got the designer on the other line. Hold up, all right?
Okay.
I know they're going to answer the text that quick.
Regardless that motherfucker hitting 60 or not, he's still old as shit, hopping around, saying he got that crack. Oh, my gosh. The shit I have to go through. Shit I have to listen to. Oh, my goodness. Life is just crazy. Life is just crazy, crazy, crazy. So, Ashton, are you feeling better, hun? Did she put her phone on mute again? Oh, well. Let me get you some more music. Are you feeling better, honey?
Yeah, I'm better. I just have a cold, and it's like one of those seasonal allergy attack type colds, so I'm sneezing uncontrollably.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
I had to read what was said because, you know, artists, these songs can say all kinds of stuff, and I'd be like, yeah, what? That sounds nice on the track. But I had to really get in detail of what was being said, so I had to read the lyrics. I was like, what? Oh, no.
And what was your thought?
Listen, a lot of fat motherfuckers that don't have nothing else to do with their time like to solicit women by date raping them and stuff like that. He just showed his true colors.
Let's see here.
And y'all don't even know it. But, you know, like, you know, they're going to say what they want to say, and they're going to, you know, do what they want to do. And it's sad that the masses float or leans towards negative more so than positive. So, you know, we just got to teach our youth that what they're saying is not the way. And just be conscious still as the ladies, as gentlemen with trifling ladies. When you're in the club with your own drinks, you got to pay close attention to your drinks. You just got to be more self-aware of what's going on in your surroundings. Therefore, you won't be a victim to the perpetrators who will try to imitate what's being said on these songs. You know, you say these things, and it's not just hip-hop. It's rock music, too. You know, they say malicious, nasty things, and these people go out there and imitate it, and you just have to try your best to stay safe. Because you can't control what everybody says and does, but you can definitely control your environment. Like, for instance, I can control my nephews not listening to this and taking this as a form of a way to life, an upbringing.
He's with E1 Music.
He's a what?
He's with E1 Music, formerly Koch Records. Because I'm really going to do this protest. I'm really going to do this petition.
Mm-hmm.
Because Ross just verse needs to go. And we have a call from New York. 5483, you're live on the air.
What up, Chalk Mommy? It's Tone.
You done got another damn number?
Huh?
You got another number?
Nah. This is actually my house phone.
Oh, I was gonna say, let me find out you using one of your girls' track phones.
Oh my god.
Yeah, she went to the chicken spot to go get some food, so I'm sneaking in a call.
Oh, got you. She gonna be mad because then she gonna be like, I can't get another 250 minutes till next month, Poppy.
Well, the first fall is on Monday, so she good.
Oh, God. Now, you know what, Tone? Did you listen to the song, They Don't Even Know? You don't even
who
know?
Who wrote?
Rocco, Rick Ross, and Future.
I know, I just heard Aston talking about something. What up, Aston, by the way?
Hey.
I know something going on about Rick Ross, about he wrote something about Molly and how he dropping Molly's and chicken drinks and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's like I popped Molly's and chicken drinks. She didn't even know it. Took it back to the crib and stored that. She didn't even know it. And a lot of people are upset about that. Cause, I mean, that's like date rape.
Yeah, it is date rape. But see, what happens is, but like he said, what he said his song was, I threw a bottle in her champagne or whatever. Whatever it was he did. Whatever he did and she didn't remember, she not gonna think it's rape, so it could never be rape. You understand?
No,
I understand what you're saying.
He didn't remember. He said she didn't even know it.
Oh. No, I'm saying, but she's not. When you do stuff like that, then she's not going to know it. But my thing is that stuff like that, what happens is that happens to a lot of girls, And even though it technically it is rape, it's date rape, but it never gets claimed for the simple fact that they don't remember nothing.
But they remember enough. Look at the chick that remember what the fuck CeeLo did to her. She needs something, right?
I mean, a lot of that stuff, though, a lot of these chicks bring it on themselves. For the simple fact that they be out there being groupies, running behind these dudes, when half of these so-called hip-hop thug dudes is actually lame anyway. Half of them niggas is clowns. You know what I'm saying? They acting something that they not. You wasn't brought up like that. You never act like that. You know what I'm saying? You came out a little bit of money, so now everybody tough now. You know? I mean, it's easy to speak about it, you know, whatever the case may be, but I just think a lot of times, like I think Aston was saying something about, you know, chicks buying their own drinks and, you know, stuff like that. You know, basically, buy your own drink.
That's not what I said. I said be conscious of your surroundings. Pay very close attention to your surroundings.
Yeah,
yes,
but what I'm saying,
he
could
buy you a drink, but he can't put no fucking Molly or no date rape shit.
But what I'm saying is that I understand what you're saying. I heard, like, towards the end of what you were saying about stuff like that. But what I was saying is that a lot of times these 60 dudes pop in bottles and run to them and want drinks. It's an open bottle. You don't know what those guys done put in that bottle. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what they, you know what I'm saying? Like, who's not saying they pop in a separate bottle and spiking it just for chicks? You know what I'm saying? I mean, dudes is real grimy like that. You know what I mean? And then here come these broads who are hype just to get a drink off of a dude. And say, yeah, I'm going to give you a drink, all right. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can't trust nobody, especially in clubs. You know, and like you said, you gotta be careful where you put your drink down. And I always was taught as a rule, because there's women out there that do the same thing to guys to rob them. Is once if you put your drink down and you look the other way and forget it's there, forget about it. It's over. Don't drink your drink no more. Because that's how it happens. You put your drink down, you're talking to somebody, next thing you know, you don't turn over here. Yo, what up? What's good? Next thing you know, you don't turn around. You don't know who put what in your drink. You know what I'm saying? So they always tell you, keep your drink in front of you at all times. And never look away from your drink. You know? So, it's kind of...
Don't say that bullshit.
What happened?
I can't believe you said bullshit.
Yes, he said he's gonna fuck with you tonight.
Because a female is not asking for shit. Like, you know, Tone, I'm glad you're in New York, because I probably choked the shit out of you right about now.
I'm not saying all females. I'm not saying that all females do, but majority of chicks be in the club waiting for dudes to buy them drinks. They see dudes popping bottles in a little VIP section or whatever. They trying to get in cool with one of the guys just so he could invite them over to the VIP section for a drink. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, a lot of chicks' intention is to go in the club and make guys buy them drinks. You know what I'm saying?
The bitch is a little thirsty, and it might, you know, her pocket may not be fat, and she feels like a man should buy her a drink, that it's okay for his dumb ass to pop something in her, drop something off to her drink, and if she gets a little loose and is offering up some pussy and she's not really conscious of what she's doing, then she deserved that because she went to the club.
No, I never said she deserved it, and it's not right for a guy to do that. But at the same time, the same thing, what I'm trying to say is that you eliminate from things like that happening if you just be responsible to getting your own drink. You know what I'm saying? Or if a guy buy you a drink, walk with him to the bar or something like that. A lot of chicks have a habit of, all right, go ahead, I'm going to sit right here, go get the drinks. In between the bar and bringing the drink back to you, who's not saying he slipped that in on the way back? You know what I'm saying? So now he bring you back a drink, you know, and he done slipped in a molly or slipped in some kind of a pill or whatever. So if somebody going to buy you a drink, go with them to the bar. Because there's been times I've been in clubs and I offer a female a drink, and she'll be like, all right. And I ask her to come with me. She'll be like, no, bring me the drink. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just like, you know, you can't trust people. I know I have a baby face. I know I have that look that I could be trusted, but you know you can't trust everybody.
Get the fuck out of here! You ain't got no damn look. Talk about you can be trusted. That motherfucking look just like beware.
I got a look that could be trusted.
What?
Oh Lord.
You know what?
What is a look that can be trusted?
You look, just look at my pictures.
No.
I see your pictures, and I see a predator.
Huh? What'd you say?
I see a predator.
You see a predator?
Yes.
Nah, ain't no predator. I done had a lot of females look it to take they put their trust in me for situations. Let me tell you something. Females ain't just getting in your car just because you say hi. There's got to be some kind of trust factor there. Be like, you know what? He mad cool. Yeah, I could fuck with him tonight. You'd be surprised how many people I done met and done chill with females. I have just driving around or whatever. And I'm sitting here thinking like, yo, she don't even know I could be a mass murderer. And she's sitting here in this car with me, chilling. I got suave game. You don't know me on these streets.
You got suave.
Oh Lord.
What?
No. Once again, just like last week, he knows who to pick. Pick and pop.
You know what? He gonna make me come to his hood and go ahead and fuck him up.
Hey, listen. If I could pick numbers, the way I could pick out some of these chicks, I'd be a millionaire by now.
Oh, you know what, Tom? How about this? Do you have three-way on your phone?
What happened?
Do you have three-way on your house phone?
Do I have free?
No, three-way.
Free.
Three-way?
Yes.
I think I do, but I'll never use it. I don't even use this house phone.
You're about to use this bitch tonight. I need you to go ahead and call up one of your bitches, and I need you to click over so we can hear the phone ring, and I need you to talk to her.
Nah, I ain't doing all that.
When you call a nigga out, like, when the light shines and the stage is all yours, brother.
Clear. Nah, you ain't going to. I ain't gonna let y'all hear my G, so it could be some lame ass nigga listening, gonna try to copy down my lines and show like a word. That's a
whatever. Oh,
my shit is exclusive.
Exclusively non-existent.
My shit is exclusive.
Anyway, you could be calling the chick over to come get you some tonight. So go ahead, Tom. We want to hear how strong your game is.
Nah.
You got a snack box warm and waiting.
Nah, I ain't even gonna be all that. I'm not doing all that.
I bet. Damn, that's like a fake ass rapper. Go ahead and say something. Nah, see, the situation about my throat, the way my throat is set up. Yeah, excuses.
Nah, it ain't even about all that. Y'all trying to make it seem like it's something different. Rapper is different. You got to beat
that. I can't make it seem like nothing. It was black and white. She said, call up one of your females, be it sophisticated.
Nah, I'm not putting no shorties on out there like that.
We don't have to know my name. I'm quite sure you got a pet name for all of them. And spit your game, not listen to hers.
I don't
spit
need to spit
game.
No game. I ain't no game to spit like that. If I'm calling somebody that
I
already
know. We know that. We were just waiting for you to admit that.
But I'm saying, but if it's somebody I already know, it's no game to spit. I just call them and talk to them.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you tell me, yo, let's go to the club and let me see you in action, all right, that's different. Or if you tell me, yo, let's go out to the mall, let's go somewhere, I want to see you in action or whatever, that's different. The game is not even hard. I can kick you to a chick on a bus stop.
Anyway, I'm off that conversation because you asked, we asked, you said no. You were scared.
Nah, I ain't scared.
Here you are.
No,
you scared? You didn't want to put her out there like that. Be all right with it. Anyway, so Chad.
Yes.
When you start that petition?
I'm going to start it tomorrow because I got to do some homework, like, literally, because I see that he's with E1 Records, E1 Music. So I want it to be, you know, with the record label so they can see that people are serious. Because if I just put Rocco's name on it, they're not going to really know. But I think you can go in, oh, okay, why is this so important? So, yeah, and then I'm going to put this on Twitter, Facebook, and everything like that.
Right. Yeah, wait.
That's some fuckery.
I mean, you know, I'm not surprised, but it is fuckery.
So
and
I'm
I hope that everybody realizes that it's just as fake as his fake ass name and his fake ass lifestyle that he portrayed.
Who that?
Rick Ross.
So, but what I'm saying though is Rick Ross like are people protesting that song now or something, or is it just the topic?
No, they're protesting his, because what he's talking about is date rape. Why in the fuck would you, of all people, come out and be like, pop the Molly, I put a Molly in her pocket, whatever, Molly in her champagne, she didn't even know it. Took her back to the crib, enjoyed that, she didn't even know it. Right there, that's date rape. Because you put something in her drink, you took her back to your crib, and you fucked her. And she did not even know, she was not aware of anything that was going on because you chose to put something in her drink to alter the rest of the night, to alter her moods, her feelings, her emotions, her train of thought.
Mm-hmm.
Now remember, Fido just did that same shit last year.
Yeah, that shit is crazy. Cause...
And the girl got him on the phone, and the police listened, and he was like, I did it so it could relax you, so we could both enjoy the night. She woke up naked, and he across the room. She had no intentions of fucking him.
Wow.
I can't believe CeeLo. Oh, my goodness.
And his fat, his short...
That man got a wife and grown daughter.
Yeah, he ain't even on The Voice this season. Or is he?
Oh, no, he ain't on The Voice. They got Usher with his tripod. Mm.
So, I mean, it's like, you know, rappers, y'all need to be so conscious of what the fuck you say, because what you don't understand is there is power in numbers. I'm sure once I start this petition, it's going to be a lot of people that sign that motherfucker.
But that's the same thing with Lil Wayne in that song where he said...
That's coming next. Trust me. I'll ever come on my radio show. Fuck it. I give zero fucks.
I mean, you know, it's just that a lot of these rappers, you know, sometimes... Stuff might sound good when you rhyming, but then some things just don't make sense. You gotta just leave it alone. You know, you can't put it out there. But there's a lot of things these rappers be saying that's retarded anyway. Don't make no sense. That, you know, you could be like, really? Do you expect anybody to run around looking all crazy now and doing shit like that? I mean, dudes been putting shit in females' drinks for years. Going back to fucking the disco days and earlier than that, probably. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's not like nothing we ain't never heard of or nothing like that. But, you know, like you said, when this guy is talking about it, my thing is, did he really do that, or he just speaking out? Is he speaking out the ass like a lot of these rappers do? You know?
Well,
But that's not the point. It don't matter if he's speaking out the ass or if that's true to his life. You don't put that message out there, is what she's saying, especially when our young kids and I are listening and looking at.
Hey, listen, most of Rick Ross's music,
the lifestyle.
Most of Rick Ross's music and mostly all that music that these kids listen to nowadays, they shouldn't be listened to anyway, because 90% of that shit is fake anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The only
does
thing
it give
probably
him the right to say that, though?
Huh?
Does it give him the right to say that?
I mean, technically it does, because, you know, he's practicing his First Amendment right of free speech. You know what I'm saying? It's just
a
like
free,
when they say
a free speech,
it's just like,
and promoting date rape.
It's not promoting. He's singing about a situation.
Yes,
that's just like when motherfuckers be talking about how, yeah, I hit the streets with my Glock, I bust niggas in the head. So now you talking about you going around shooting
niggas
in the head.
It's promoting gun violence. It's promoting gun violence. Yes, it is.
But this is what I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying. That you don't see people really complaining on that, because that's in every other
yes,
song.
Yes, they are. And that's shocking for you to be in New York and say that they're not complaining about that. Yes, they are.
People complain about it, but my thing is, like, it's nothing you really could do, because at the end of the day, they're just practicing their First Amendment right to freedom of speech. They're thinking about shit that they apparently, quote unquote, apparently be doing. You know what I'm saying?
You know, they're thinking on the negativity wave of the time. Like, this is the time to be negative.
It's
so they're
going to
keep
the most
negativity.
But it's a song, it's words of a song, right? Now, I don't understand what you're saying. Young kids hear that, so now they feel like, oh, word, I'm going to start carrying Molly in my pocket, dropping in chicks' drinks or whatever. But that's the same way kids will say, well, you know what, I'm going to carry a gun and pop niggas in the head for no reason or whatever the case may be.
And
my thing is, all that shit is bad. But my thing is this, but and like I said, at the end of the day, it only was so much you could do. Because they're practicing their right of freedom of speech. You know what I'm saying?
So you're saying to me that they're practicing their freedom of speech, but they should not be held accountable for what they say.
I mean, everybody that says stuff is accountable for what they say. We all
because you could be held accountable for what you don't say, or you could be held accountable for perjury. But we can exercise our First Amendment rights for violence. And it's okay because we're exercising our First Amendment right.
I mean,
I'm going to sit here and have an argument with you right now. And I say, you know what? When I see you, I'm going to kill you, motherfucker. And guess
that's
what?
That's a threat.
That's a threat. But it's my First Amendment right to have a freedom of speech.
Right. It's a freedom of speech, but it's also in terms of a threat. That what he said about popping a Molly is not a threat. He just speaking out on that.
You can take it how you want it. I'm a female. I can take that as a threat. I can take that as what? That nigga's in the club? Oh no, I cannot. I'm threatened.
No,
my life,
you know,
my life
it,
is
it,
threatened
so much,
because that nigga is reckless. I can take it however I want to take it. Just like you can take that threat however you want to take it. I can take it as me having the freedom of speech, expressing my feelings towards you right now. Don't mean I'm gonna do it.
No, but my thing is
just like it don't mean. Just like it don't mean he gonna do it, right?
Right.
It's okay for him to say it.
But that's
to
why.
He
but that's.
Say, but it's
but
not
see,
okay for me
see,
to say what I want to say.
No, but see, the thing is that what it is that's in the form. See, you know how they're gonna look at it, and I'm not saying that I'm approving this. But what I'm saying is you got to look at the third party and things. Sometimes you got to look at the way they're gonna look at it. They're gonna look at it as entertainment. As you know, it's like a show. It's like entertainment. You know what I'm saying? So it's
okay.
Just like
so. It's a show. It's an entertainment. But if he puts your name in a song, and he's talking all kinds of craziness about you, that's freedom of speech, or is that what is that defamation of character?
I don't know exactly which way it goes, or what that fall under. But when you make music, when you make movies, that's just like in movies. They do stuff in movies that you'd be like, fuck out of here. That shit ain't real. Niggas ain't doing shit like that. You know what I'm saying? But it's a movie. You know what I'm saying? It's a movie. So the same thing with music. It's a song. There's been plenty of songs that's gotten artists into trouble over the years, but you know what? At the end of the day, it's a song. Nobody has never seen him put a Molly in the chick drink. You know what I'm saying? Is there any chick that has came forward that has said, well, yeah, I hung out with him and he drugged me up or something like that? You know what I'm saying?
And when these women do come forth, they're gonna be looking at them old like the scandalous whores, the treachery. Fuck out of here.
I mean, like you said, Tone, they don't know it. Like when things are put in your drink, you don't know it. Or a motherfucker don't even have to put anything in your drink. You can have what is called alcohol poisoning. A bartender can make your drink so strong that it causes you to black out and pass the fuck out. And then you got a trifling ass motherfucker that's there to take advantage of the situation. So, I mean, from the gate, when you was like, so women bring it on themselves, no one brings it on themselves because a man asked to buy you a drink. Men have been asking women buy them drinks for decades. That does not mean, okay, because I'm saying yes, you can buy me a drink, by all means, slip something in it, and then boom, you can have your way with it. If that's the case, buy your ass a drink, drop some motherfucking eyedrops to your motherfucking drink, watch your ass pass out, and I'll fucking rape and rob you. How the fuck you gonna feel?
Right. Now, you're right. I mean, you 100% correct. I mean, it's not right for a guy to do stuff like that. But what I'm saying is that it's just amazing how people go crazy over a song and, by the way, going nuts. And it's just like, all right, that's a music, that's a song. But my thing is, at the same time, we still got real life things going on in these streets. Motherfuckers is worried about what a guy said in his song, but at the same time, you still got motherfuckers out here dying on some real shit. So what's more important, a fucking song or trying to actually get guns off the street? You know what I'm saying?
It's going to be a fucking song. Because if ain't no money in them bringing their guns and they don't want to fucking hear it, they rather hear the music, hear the fuckery. Fuck bitches, get money. Fuck bitches, get money. We're in the studio. Fuck bitches, get money. Exactly.
Yeah, it's all insane. These young kids listen to this message. They think it's cool.
But it's the same thing. It's the same thing like we was talking about the other day about the whole reality show movement and the whole social media. You got motherfuckers on social media talking about they doing this, they doing that, they living like this, living like that, and motherfuckers ain't coming off the block. But yeah, they talking about they doing all types of shit. Talking about they traveling and doing this and doing that. But meanwhile, when you see their posts, all their posts say near New York. So how the fuck are you traveling out of state, but all your posts still got near New York at the bottom? You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, there's a lot of people living fake lives. So, I don't know.
Yes, you do.
Just give it up. Somebody feels like you're on the road and they can clarify some of the things that you're saying. But if they're just as asinine as you are with some of the shit you said, then they're going to get cussed out and shut the fuck down. So go ahead, Crisis Christmas.
Christmas?
Hello?
Yes?
Oh, my bad. Hold on. How you doing? How's everybody doing tonight?
How are you?
How you doing? Always nice to hear from you. Ashton, how you doing? Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
I was actually asking how she's doing because I understand she's not feeling too well.
I'm fine, Crisis. What's your take on this whole situation, being that you're a recording artist yourself?
Well, I'm pretty sure that I hold the unpopular idea, and I'm going to say this. Tone, right?
Yeah, I'm here.
I don't know what's going on, but I just have to say I'm real proud of you. I think you're working on getting it down, but I'm real proud of your stance right about now. But this is what I have to say. What I got to say is this. You know, positive and negative, that is a personal perception, and I believe it's very hypocritical for a rapper to be singing out for speaking on the misuse of a drug that is illegal anyway. Why is the use of any drugs acceptable? Why does French Montana's could have been a coke boy not fall under the same scrutiny when he mocks the option to have a legitimate job in favor of selling drugs? There's a plethora of killing, violence, drug use, and sales in his music, Rick Ross, as well as many other rappers. And I don't understand, why did we wait until this song to value socially and politically responsible music? And furthermore, since Date Rape is on the mind, Chalk Mommy will protest his ability to speak on the subject. Okay? Will Chalk Mommy petition rappers who speak about gun violence when there are much more instances of shooting violence in the past few months through automatic weapons?
Will you? Since you got a lot to say.
Oh, he didn't cut out. I don't know what happened. He cut out.
Oh, no.
What he's saying basically that why don't you petition gun violence songs and French Montana's could have been a dope boy. Why don't you petition all of them as opposed to just this one being effective for the date break?
Hello?
I'm not going to petition French Montana for his option of selling dope instead of getting a job because I would be a hypocrite because I sold drugs. So why the fuck am I going to petition another motherfucker that did the same shit that I did?
Okay.
But selling drugs in the hood is killing kids and killing people faster than motherfuckers dropping date rape drugs in people's drinks.
Why is he done wrong? It's illegal in a sense and destructive. And the cocaine epidemic and the drug epidemic is damaging the community. Why is one?
But this is the thing, though. I'm not gonna sit here and petition somebody about selling drugs and it's something that I did. Now with this date rape shit, I take it personal because I've been raped before. So I'm gonna push harder for that because that's not right. Now, people make conscious-ass decisions to sell drugs, not sell drugs, buy guns, not buy guns, whatever. But I'm not going to sit here and be a hypocrite because you come on here and be like, well, why don't you this, that, and the third? No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to petition what the fuck I believe in.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like if it comes down to being homeless, hungry, fuck that. I'm beating down the block. I'm gonna sell whatever drug. Better that than sell my body. That's hell no. All right.
Well, the only thing that I have to say is the last incident when there was a rampage and there was a shooting incident. 20 children. This wasn't a gang violence shooting when they were armed suspects. This were innocent children that were shot by automatic weapons, which is a very much prevalent debate right now, all over, than date rape. I want to know, why is it that gun violence isn't going to get petitions when there is much more frequent of gun
violence in petitions?
Gun violence get petitioned all the time.
On Chalk Mommy's show, because I want to know what
that's not what I'm on right now.
I was just curious.
All the petitions in the world, but you're not going to catch everybody. Too many fucking rappers talk about fucking shooting this, that, and the third. I deal with my personal issues of being with gun violence all the fucking time because my kids have been shot. So you can't sit here and petition this person. It's too many fucking petitions because everybody is talking about fucking guns. That's just like a fit to petition you because of some shit you said on the show a couple of months ago. I mean, it's like when you come on my show, like, come on now, you gotta do better than that.
No, I was just asking a question. Since we all in this, we all in the conversation. We all talking, and you know,
that's
like you know,
you love that thing like that. You gotta do better. You. All right,
but but what I was asking is, to the root of what I was asking is, why is date rape being selected as much more serious right now in this context than murder?
It's being much more serious than murder or anything like that. It's because so many people are doing it. I mean, when you get shot, you know, that's bad or whatever, but it's just like when you have somebody that's in the public eye on a fucking song spitting about, oh, I'll slip something in her drink, take her back to my crib, fucking she ain't even know it. I mean, as a woman, come on now.
And she never said that one situation was worse than the other. It's all fuckery.
Exactly. Because truth be told, sweetheart, what's this year? 2013? Mm-hmm. 2005, my son got shot. My son isn't supposed to be here. So, no, it's not date rape is more important than the other. Both of them are serious situations because I've been on the end of my son being on life support, not knowing if he's going to make it or not, and I've been on the end of fucking being raped. So it's like, you know, both of them are important, but it's like women need to stand up and take a stance and be like, okay, look, you're sitting here promoting this, so therefore motherfuckers is going to get the idea, because people already got the idea to get guns and shoot each other. They don't need to listen to the fucking radio for that. All they got to do is turn on the TV and look at the fucking news.
Yeah.
But nobody's saying date rape is more important. It's just that men keep doing dumb shit when it comes to females. So when you have a fucking person like Rick Ross on a fucking track making, like, to me, all pun intended, popped a Molly her champagne, she didn't even know it. Took her back to the crib and enjoyed that. She didn't even fucking, you know, she didn't know it. Come on now. You being a fucking man, how the fuck would you feel if a motherfucker popped something your mama drink, your sister drink, better yet, your daughter drink, fucked her and she didn't even know it?
Or, matter of fact, him. Popped a Molly in his drink, he didn't even know it.
Yeah,
violated his body and took his money, he ain't even know it.
Well, I'll tell you the truth. I feel like everybody will have the same universal feeling about it. But my feeling isn't to condone the act at all. My feeling is about the fact that, you know, the First Amendment right is created to protect ideas that are not popular. And if we compromise it, then we're going to begin our war against our own democracy. We're going to be one more step closer to being like our enemies abroad, like North Korea and Syria, where certain things aren't allowed. And they're on a pathway to destruction right now. And I think that even though, like, no one would ever try to condone any type of violence or any type of drug use, but I do feel like that we cannot be selective, because when you are selective, you don't have the luxury of saying, oh, we're not saying one is more often, but when you wait until somebody says something about it and then we become offended by this in particular thing, then what you will do is say, you know what, to tell you the truth, when this song came out, there was no response. When this song came out, there was no response. So all I have to do, put it like this. Maybe I'm impressionable. I say, well, I can kill all of the niggas I want to in my song, as long as I don't pop them out, as long as nobody gets them out and pop in it.
I mean, that sounds all well and good, but answer my damn question. What if somebody popped them out in your mama drink, your sister drink, or your daughter drink, and fucked her, and she didn't even know it? How the fuck would you feel?
Well, I'm going to feel like everybody else would feel. There's nothing that would make me feel like that's right. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
but
Soul feels like it might have been her. She kind of put herself in that position because she went out to the club and got that man to get her a drink.
Wait, Tom, did you say that?
No, you said you would feel like how everybody feels. Everybody may feel differently.
What I said was a lot of females put themselves in a predicament where a guy could slip a Molly in their drink. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you said they brought that on themselves. That's what you said.
Certain females do. certain females do. Certain females, now, I'm not saying it's not right for nobody to get raped. You know what I'm saying?
No.
I mean, you can walk outside. I mean, that's another way of saying, well, oh, yeah, chick got raped because, yeah, she had a short skirt on. That doesn't give you an excuse to touch any woman, whether she's naked or whatever. But at the same time, if you put yourself in a position, not every guy is going to be truthful. This is what I was trying to say. You can't trust every, as a female, you can't trust every guy that comes your way the same way a guy can't trust every female that comes with, because dudes get caught up in shit too, whether they get robbed or they get set up or some dumb shit like that. I've gotten robbed, but I ain't get robbed like that. But I mean, I mean the same way, like that football player who woke up and all his jewelry was gone and shorty bounced. That happened to me. I didn't lose my jewelry, but I lost like $400. That I had in the shoebox under my bed that she found it while I was asleep. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, everybody gets caught out there. Now, am I going to be upset? No. You know why? Because I put that on myself. I put myself in that thing because I had just met that girl like hours prior to bringing her to my house. You know what I'm saying? So I put myself in that position by bringing a complete stranger into my home, thinking everything is good. Then the next morning, I'm down $400 because she fucking went through my shit while I was asleep. You know what I'm saying? I fell asleep. Pussy was good. Head was good. And I fell asleep. Yeah, I got caught out there. Everybody get caught out there. But what I'm saying is I put myself in that predicament. You know what I'm saying? So it's all about putting yourself. Now, I've been with a person who I knew that we was cool. Maybe that wouldn't have happened. You know what I'm saying?
Well, hold on. Can I be clear on something? Listen, look, I definitely understand exactly what the effect that words have on people and how people that are impressionable can motivate. Because, you know, in the past we've seen how speeches are able to motivate people. But so when you say the whole, I'm with the right to freedom of speech, and I'm going to elaborate on that a little bit more. But as far as the whole people going into, you can put yourself in that position, or this may come close to you being at fault for it. I don't know if I'm with that, because I still take the position that putting something in somebody else's drink is wrong. There's no that's the way I personally feel. But when I say is that speaking about it in the context of music, I think that should be allowed, because there's way too many other messages that are questionable here, and we can't just assault this person if this is a right. If the principle that we're talking about is that you have the power to affect somebody's situations and cause destruction, then we have to attack everyone evenly. We cannot just pick one person. And I think, you know, we should also think about encouraging much more positive messages. I would like to know, like, how often is Lupe Fiasco on Common played here? Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Somebody got cut off. Or something. It sounded like, nah, I heard somebody got cut off.
Nah, I'm just saying.
All right, what I was just saying is that, like, I understand, like, in the beginning, but I don't know about the whole making yourself vulnerable thing, because there's no way that anybody is getting from me, or if you need me to be clear, I'm not condoning anybody.
The reason why I say that a lot of females put themselves in certain positions, because, like, the way, like Chuck was trying to say earlier, yeah, there's females that can afford to buy their own drinks. I'm not saying what we can't, but my thing is, you got chicks where their mentality is they only got $20 to try to get in the club for free, buy one drink, and their goal is to have guys buy them drinks. You know what I'm saying? My thing is, you cut your chances down of something like that happening if you're not relying on another man to buy you a drink. If you're a responsible, independent woman, you go into the club, you're buying your own drinks. You buying your own drinks. You know what I'm saying? So you don't have to worry about no dude putting none in your drink. You ain't got to worry about no dude asking you for your number or ask you for no pussy because you're buying your own drink. It's the same way where chicks get mad when dudes bought them a drink, but now they don't want to leave them alone the rest of the night. You keep talking to her when all she wanted was a drink, but you took that man's drink. So, and so some people might, you know, some people might joke around and say, oh, if I buy you a drink tonight, we go together. There's some people who take that shit seriously. And you laugh because, you know what I'm saying? We play around. Like, I play around like that with my female. Like, you know, my
if you believe that, you should not be old enough to drink. You understand? Like, if you believe I bought you a drink, we go together. You're too young.
But you know what, though? There's some females who were like, you know, I mean, we like, me and my peoples, we'll fuck around and be like, yo, you know if I buy you a drink tonight, you know we go together tonight, right? And we might laugh it off, whatever the case. But there's some guys in the clubs that feel like if they buy a female a drink, if you take them up on their offer of a drink, they feel like you owe them the rest of the night, whether it's dancing all night or just being in their vicinity. I done had friends in the club who I had to tell the dude, like, yo, chill. She, you know what I'm saying? He's like, yo, I bought her a drink, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you bought her a drink. You know what I'm saying? She cool with you. She took your drink. She danced. Gave you a couple of dances. Y'all hung out. She took your drink. All right, she chilling with her peoples. You know what I'm saying? But dude got mad. Dude really got pissed off because he bought her a drink, and he felt like she owed him the rest of the night in the club. While we was in the club, his thing was that he thought that he was going to be with her for the rest of the night in the club because he bought her a drink. And my thing is that, yeah, it's cool for guys to buy girls drinks, and it's cool for a female to be like, oh, word, nigga want to buy me a drink. All right, fine. But there's repercussions that come behind that. Like I said, every guy's not going to handle himself like the last guy do. If I buy you a drink, if you take my offer for a drink in a club, that's what it is. We going to be cool. All right, go with your friends. I'm going with my friends. I'm on this side, you on that side. But there's some guys who look at this, and this is what I'm saying, that a lot of females put themselves in positions that they're not thinking. All they're thinking is, yo, I'm just trying to get some drinks tonight. You know what I'm saying? But now, you know, when you get caught up in another scenario, it's like, oh, man. You know, I'm not saying it's not right for whatever people do. But, like I said, think about what we could, just think about what can happen if it don't go the way you expect it to do. You know, that's just like somebody wearing gold chain or some shit at night, in the middle of the night, and you walking through the hood. Now, somebody rob you. You know what I'm saying? Now what you going to say? Oh, that's fucked up. You shouldn't have been wearing a gold chain out like that. You know what I'm saying? Hmm. And they even tell you. They tell women coming off a train at night or coming off the bus, coming home, don't wear no jewelry out in the middle of the night because you open yourself up to robbery. If you don't have no jewelry on, ain't nobody going to fuck with you like that, really. You know what I'm saying?
I think we're off subject, but what I just wanted to say is that...
No, it's not off subject. It's all the same thing. What I'm trying to say is people put themselves in position for things to happen. So that's what I'm saying. If you relying on guys to buy you drinks in the club, there's a chance that motherfucker could slide a pill in your drink. But if you just go be responsible, go buy your own drinks, the chances of that happening is slim to none. This is what I'm saying. If I walk the hood without jewelry, and you walk the same block with jewelry on, and you get robbed, you put yourself in that position to get robbed. You know what I'm saying? I didn't get robbed, but you out here with jewelry on. You technically get robbed if you walking around the hood at night with jewelry on.
I understand the point. I don't know if I necessarily co-sign, like, your principle with the whole...
Whether you agree with it or not, it don't matter. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to make a point that people put themselves in position for things to happen. That's what I'm saying. It's not right for anything. It's not right for somebody to get robbed. It's not right for somebody to get raped. It's not right for somebody to get shot. It's not right for nothing. But my thing is, there's scenarios that we put ourselves in that we got to deal with shit now, and now it's like, oh, man, you know, that's fucked up. No, it's not fucked up, because if you wasn't wearing that jewelry, you know what? Chances are you wouldn't have got robbed. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, you understand what I'm saying, though.
Yeah, as it applies to what we were talking about as far as him putting this into context, what I wanted to say is that I just believe in artistic creativity and freedom of expression. That will there was people protesting somebody's ability to pose nude for art. And if people say, listen, well, that will actually have an effect on whether or not people will be promiscuous, then we will always keep spinning those circles. And I understand that words do have power, but I do feel like that, you know, if freedom of speech is free, then it actually should be free. And if we actually start to constrict what we're able to express, then we're going to stop the good ideas from coming out, too. And I just want everyone to be conscious of that, because we do have power. But listen, this subject right now, this lyric that he talked about, hey, maybe it has the power to say, you know what, people need to be more careful. Maybe we need to pay attention. So maybe it may be a blessing in disguise. But I do think that I stand firm on the fact that he should be allowed to say what he says. And if a person who has made a career from murdering and killing people in his movies can make decisions with people's lives in office, like Arnold Schwarzenegger, then we should be able to stand back as a society and be able to look at our society and decide, what do we want to change? Do we want to change our entertainment, or do we want to change ourselves?
Well, listen to the show. Let me shut up. I'd be like, I want to change y'all, because y'all be having some old ignorant-ass points of view sometimes.
It's a matter of perception, but I feel you, Shaq Mami, and I do feel you too, Asma. You know what I'm saying?
I'm like,
but you have the right to criticize Rick Ross, too, and the right to not buy his music and to punish him with the market.
I'm sure that, and it's not just me that's feeling like that. It's men that feel like that, too. And Tom, you know, with your concept, you know what? How about this? How about I go to the club tomorrow, and I pop a Molly and hit a rock. He don't even know. I take him back to the crib, and I pull out the Fab Cop, and I fuck him, and he don't even know. Am I wrong? Or was he asking for it because he asked me to get him a drink?
He put himself in that position.
Well. Oh, my God.
Ashton.
I'm here.
Did you hear that shit?
Hell no, I got company.
Girl, I told Tom before, if I went to the club tomorrow night and brought a dude to drink, popped a Molly in it, and he ain't know, it hit some rock, and I took him home and brought up the Fab Cop and fucked him, would I be wrong? And he's like, he basically the same bullshit. He said it's
oh, please. He gladly accept. Yeah, so stuff like that.
I'm done.
You done?
Yes, I'm done because I'm going to bed because this has just been too much of me tonight.
I'm blind.
Yeah, but like Chuck, when you go to bed, like you know what I'm saying. I hope you don't like take the you know, the opposing point, you know, too much seriously.
Oh,
okay. And the fact that we're all here to be able to make the democracy, that we can have different opinions, but we can all be able to share, and we all learn from each other.
Yeah, I'm
honestly, I'm sure everybody here likes Rick Ross' music. I don't like none of his music. I support him on this point, but I can't stand his music. I can't stand his voice. I don't like nothing about him. I don't really see what the big deal is.
I mean, hey, a lot of people like Rick Ross.
Yeah.
I just really personally think he's trash, but you know he should be able to say what he wants.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much.
And I'm looking forward to your mixtape coming out. And I'm looking forward to that. Are you still on that erotic novel?
Yeah, I'm working on it in May.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm working on it in May. The mixtape is even gonna drop.
I hope that was tone broke running my ear.
That wasn't me. That was somebody else.
That was so silly. But the mixtape is either gonna drop tomorrow or Sunday. But I know for a fact it drops on Coast to Coast Mixtapes next Friday.
That's a pretty big deal. Coast to Coast is one of the leading mixtape markings in the market. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's costing me enough shit. But they're going to take care of me.
Yeah. I hope you got plenty of those beautiful pictures that you take on those, too.
The mixtape cover is, I'm already pushing it out. I just started promoting it.
Okay. Ashton, are you still here?
You want crisis? I can't even sneeze in peace. What the hell you want?
Now, I wanted to know if you were still working on that erotic novel. How's it going? If you are still working on it.
Yeah, it's going.
Cool. Right,
I got
well,
a lot of things I'm doing, so it's going slow.
Yeah, me too. Well, I definitely appreciate the chance to get to see you.
Sunday is Sunday. Ashton, are we doing the show Sunday night?
We can.
Okay. Because, I mean, I know that's like, you know.
Mm-hmm. Easter. Uh-huh. Well, today was Good Friday.
Oh, it was good.
Yeah.
This is the only thing, you make sure you don't eat no, you couldn't hold nobody to eat no red meat today. So what's the thing? You can't eat no chicken and no meat, right? Or you can eat chicken.
I think you should can't eat meat on a Friday, but like us, like in West Indian culture, we don't turn on the stove, like the more Christian, we don't turn on the stove. You have to get everybody buy fish and bread on Saturday night and get it prepared and don't cook on Sunday. You can't turn on the stove on Sunday.
Now, I'm saying, but Good Friday, though, Good Friday is known to, like, you can't eat no meat, like no red meat and stuff like that for the duration of 12 to 12.
Yeah. Well, Catholics,
but I'm saying, but is
really
that, does that include,
that.
But that, but does that include chicken also, or is that just all red meat?
Well, fish you're supposed to eat because that's supposed to represent how Jesus fed everybody with the fish, so you're supposed to just stick to fish.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I was trying to tell somebody
yeah,
that said they was like,
that.
Nah. They was like, nah, you can eat chicken. I was like, nah, you can't eat no chicken. That's considered meat. I said, you can only eat fish on Good Friday.
As far as I know, yeah. That's
what
I've
been told. Oh. But you know, everybody thinks they know everything.
That's all I'm gonna say. Eat what you're supposed to eat. Get the hell off my line. I'm going to bed.
Yeah. Everybody have a good night.
Make sure y'all join us Sunday, 9:30 to 11:30. Not Ashton, PM Sunday.
Yo, so I'm about to have some NyQuil and call it a night.
Feel better, Ashton.
Thank you, so.
Yeah, feel better.
You're welcome.
Good night.
Good night.